with the Mets, we talked about the Mets, you know, just scratched the surface at the start of the show. They had a miserable weekend getting swept at home by the Blue Jays, coming off of a sweep of the Phillies. And it just hit me watching this team, and I'll get into the specific reasons why. But it hit me watching this team that this is going to, and I knew this anyway going into the game, because a lot of times you think to yourself, well, they can't get swept, can they? And anytime I feel like I think that, the answer is, yeah, they can get swept, and they will get swept. And that's exactly what happened, because this is not the team that we saw a year ago. They're just not as good. It's as simple as that. End of story. Been signs that the Mets were looking like the team of last year. They clearly are not that team. How many more things do we need to see? You know, they didn't get swept at all last year, and now all of a sudden they're getting swept. They barely lost series at all last year, and they're losing series left and right to bad teams. The offense is way too cold. There's a lot of big picture stuff there with the Mets that is concerning, whether it is Francisco Lindor, whether it is the inconsistencies of others up and down that lineup, whether it is Kodai Senga, a guy for the first time in his big league career, pitching on normal, not short, on normal rest, just clearly didn't have it. I mean, he didn't have it at all. And that's a problem. Now, I like Kodai Senga, but think about this. The Mets signed him to be their third starter. The Mets also strongly considered moving Kodai Senga to the bullpen once Edwin Diaz went down and was lost for the year. That should tell you all you need to know about where they view Kodai Senga as a starter. Now, I like Senga. I'm rooting for Kodai Senga. He's easily a fan favorite. Fun to watch. Exciting. New toy, right? When the ghost fork is working, it's fun to watch, dominating. The start against the Phillies last week was a thing of beauty. However, you signed a pitcher to be your third starter that has extreme limitations. To a point where, I mean, I was shocked when Andy Martino was talking about it, the story came out. To a point where he's got limitations that you know about, that you considered making him a reliever. I mean, that's alarming. That's where it's a problem. It's not that he's an awful pitcher and the Mets can't win with him. It's not even, oh, well, you know, I tweeted that out yesterday, and some people were saying, oh, well, the offense. I'm not talking about the offense. I'm talking about Kodai Senga. I didn't say he's the problem. I said he's a problem. The reason he's a problem is because you can't rely on him to do things that a starting pitcher at the big league level has to do. That is pitch every fifth day, 4 days rest, normal rest. You do not want to go to a six-man rotation, and maybe the Mets are going to have to. You're going deeper into a starting rotation that should be good, but we've seen it's not. It's not really that good. I do have faith in Verlander. It's great to see Scherzer turning around. Do you really trust Carrasco is going to keep it going? I hope he does. I don't trust that he will. Tylor McGill, inconsistent. What do you want to see? More Joey Lucchese? You want to see David Peterson, Jose Quintana when he comes back? I mean, you're going to see those guys more often than you really want to because of the limitations for Kodai Senga, which means he is a problem. And it's not his fault. It's the Mets' fault for the way that they built this team. And it's just simply not good enough. Their stars are not good enough. Alonso, Marte, Lindor not getting the job done on a consistent basis. Even McNeil struggling. And 282 is a great average when you look around Major League Baseball, but not for Jeff McNeil. And I know Marte's starting to now have an impact, which is a great thing for the Mets. They needed that. Alonso's hit a bunch of homers, but he's not hitting the way he was a year ago. And Lindor's driven in a bunch of runs, but he's certainly not producing the way that he was a year ago. We mentioned the DH spot. And, you know, even Alvarez, everybody gets excited about Alvarez, but you got to remember, he's still a rookie, and there are going to be ups and downs with his game. They're just, you look at their lineup, you look at their roster, you look at the construction of this team, the bullpen without Edwin Diaz showing some warts. They're not that good. They're okay. They're not that good. And I think that's what we have to understand, at least for now, with this team. They win three, they lose three. They, you know, lose a series, they win a series. They win some, lose some. It's a 500 team, and it's not good enough. Not when you have the highest payroll in baseball with the expectations to go out there and compete to win a World Series. It's just not good enough. And we get sucked in, or at least I feel like I have, especially off the sweep of the Phillies, thinking, okay, because remember, what was going on with them coming off of losing, it felt like the Mets were playing better because the bats were performing, but maybe that was just where they were playing, Wrigley and Colorado. It felt like the Mets were playing better baseball, but they still lost somehow 4 of 6 games to the crappy Cubs and the even crappier Rockies. Then they come home after an off day, and I thought to myself, okay, well, they look like they're playing better. It feels like they're playing better, but the results weren't there. Maybe they could get things straight here, coming home, off an off day. Let's go see what they have against the Phillies. And they go out there and sweep the Phillies. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. Scherzer, Senga, everything turning the Mets wet. And then this series with Toronto happens, and it takes everything away. All the momentum that you felt from the Phillies series is all gone. And now you're back to square one. Another off day going to Atlanta. This will be, to me, a season-defining series. And in June, it's not often that you would have those, but I think this is right now where this team is at. 5.5 games back of the Braves, 6 in the loss column, behind the freaking Marlins in the standings after getting swept. I think this is where the Mets need to show that they've got some guts. And I want to say another word that starts with a B, but I don't want to be crass, especially, you know, returning the overnight. I don't want anybody to get upset. I want the Mets to show some guts in Atlanta, a place where they never do well. They have Scherzer and Verlander lined up to go in the series. No excuses. A place where, let's face it, the Mets season ended last year. The Mets got embarrassed last year. The Mets ran away like a scared little cat last year and never recovered. To this day, a year later, the next season, they never recovered. The Mets until that point, and I know they didn't play great in September, but still, right down to that series, the Mets had everything right there in front of them. They got punched in the mouth and never got off the mat. They had an opportunity to after they got punched on that Friday night. Had an opportunity on Saturday, punched again on Saturday. Had an opportunity on Sunday, knockout. Then they had an opportunity in the playoffs, knockout. Never got off the mat. And then this year, they have not been the same team. The Mets that we knew last year that won 101 games, they were not the same team, have not been the same team since getting swept by the Braves. Now they return to the scene of the crime. This is the only thing for me that can potentially reverse their fortunes this year. Go in there and show that you can beat the Braves in Atlanta and give reason for hope with this team. Speaking of which, and I'll say this before we break and then get back to your calls on either the Mets or Yankee, or not get back to, but get to your calls 40 minutes into the show. You know, this is why I didn't miss the overnights. If I'm going to do these shows, you guys better call. I'm telling you now, I'm not going to deal with it talking to myself for 40 minutes. The whole point of doing this is me talking to you. We got to talk about this together. But I was reading the New York Post with Steve Serbi, does the Q&A with Adam Ottavino. And Ottavino said something that bothered me because he talked about, now Ottavino, of course, from here and, you know, grew up a Yankee fan or, you know, and was with the Yankees, now with the Mets. He talked about the difference. He was asked about the difference in the fan bases. And he said that, to paraphrase, that basically the Yankee fan has the higher expectations. They expect to win. where with the Met fans, it's hope. And he was trying to say it in an endearing way, saying that that's a good thing with the Met fans, where there's more hope around the team than expectation. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. And I don't expect Steve Cohen's Mets to change that overnight. However, my expectation is that their expectations should change. You spend the most money in baseball, it shouldn't be about hope. I shouldn't be hoping that the Mets go to Atlanta and don't get embarrassed yet again. Shouldn't be hoping that the Mets could avoid a sweep at home at the hands of the Blue Jays. Shouldn't be hoping that somehow the Mets could make the postseason. It should be expected at this point that the Mets make the postseason. It should be expected that the Mets don't get swept at home by the Blue Jays. It should be expected that the Mets go into Atlanta, much like the Yankees went into LA, and go win a series. I don't think it's too much to ask in June. Instead, you look, or ever, but especially in June, just go win a series. You look at the schedule, you see that A on the schedule, knowing it's on the road, and it just feels like, oh boy, here we go again. It shouldn't feel like that. And maybe this will be, it was a nice series to see the Phillies, and I know the Phillies stink, but it was nice to see the Mets wake up, take on the NL East opponent, and sweep them out. Last time the Mets played the Braves at Citi Field, at times it looked like a mismatch, but the Mets ultimately were competitive, fighting back, even though they lost 2 of 3. Well, that's not going to be good enough this time. This time they got to win. Maybe the Braves, the hope would be that the Braves bring the best out in the Mets, and that the Mets can go down there and exercise the demons and have a reversal of fortunes and get their season going here. As opposed to the three up, three down nonsense. Start stringing some positive baseball together. There's no excuse.